Even though he moved to Croatia in year 2010, Malone's connection to the country dates back way earlier. Almost 20 years ago, when he was reporting from Sarajevo, he met a Croatian journalist, and it was, of course, love at first sight. After Sarajevo, he was working in Vienna, while she was in Zagreb. He took the bus every Friday evening to see her over the weekend for a whole year, and then they finally decided to get married. Years passed, they had two boys, and after living and working in Vienna and Singapore, Malone says it was time to enter a new phase of their lives and careers. They moved to Zagreb, and they simply love it.
Croatia is one of the most beautiful countries there are. I've traveled far and wide. I've traveled to India, to China, to New Zealand, to London. And it would be hard for me to find a place that's more beautiful than Croatia. And the people here are just wonderful. They have been very welcoming. I feel absolutely no stigma from being a foreigner living in Croatia, where you sometimes feel in some other countries. And so, no, we've been very happy. It's a very comfortable place to be. Shame about the economy, but everything else is just going on all pistons.
When we met in a restaurant in the north part of Zagreb, he ordered coffee in Croatian just like a local. In fact, everyone knows him here, so good that he says they never let him pay for coffee. At home, he speaks to his wife and children in English, but he says he's trying to learn, even though he doesn't find it easy at all.
I speak a bit of Croatian, but I would hate to be tested at this moment. I find Croatian a very difficult language. Just as an example, in English, when you have a verb play, you have like four ways to say play. Play, plays, plays, then playing. In Croatia, igrati, you probably have about 16 different ways of conjugating it. And I think it depends largely on where the sun is at the time, but I'm not quite sure.
When he moved to Zagreb, he started a blog called The Expat in Zagreb. And with the mind of a true financial reporter, in his posts he analyzes Croatia's economy. Malone thinks that there's something going on beyond the numbers that he can't put his finger on. Something that makes it seem like the country is doing better than the numbers really show.
I kind of find the Croatian economy a puzzle. Croatia has a huge amount of potential. You have people who are inventing the fastest electric car in the world here. You have people who are taking two cellos and doing music like never before heard here. And yet there's something that is holding the country back, at least on the surface. The economic numbers look dismal, not including the most recent GDP figures. And yet you walk around the country, at least through much of the country, it doesn't feel like a country that's in 6 years of recession. I think it has a lot to do with kind of the gray economy. Well, I did some research about 3 years ago, and the estimate is that the gray economy represents about 30% of GDP. Every country has some part of the gray economy, but the average is more along the lines of 10%. 30%, which is the estimates that I saw at the time, is quite a high percentage.
Malone says he finds the atmosphere in Croatia relaxed and sort of Mediterranean, but as much as he loves it personally, he thinks that for the economy, that's not always a good thing.
It's good and bad when you walk down the middle of Zagreb in the middle of the working day, and it's very vibrant. There's people at cafes having conversations, very animate, very, very passionate. But somehow, sometimes I just can't help thinking, why aren't these people in the offices working? I think that especially as the Croatian economy picks up and as more foreign companies are interested in locating here, that there could be a bit of tension between what foreign companies expect and what the tradition and the legacy here is.
Malone sees Croatia on many levels as a country afraid of change. He says he hasn't yet seen somebody with a true passionate vision for the country's future.
A lot of the policies that I'm aware of tend to be more short-term policies, kind of trying to fix what's broken, or at least maintain the system until the global economy recovers enough to help to pull Croatia up with it. And that is all necessary and good, but to have someone who says, here's where I want to see Croatia in 10 years, here's where I want to see Croatia in 20 years, and yes, for the next 2 or 3 years, that's going to mean some hardship getting there. But once we get that, then we're going to have children who aren't going abroad to work and to study. We're going to have a government that can afford the services that it's rendering. I think one challenge in that is that too large of a proportion of the population benefit from the system or have benefits from the system as it is now. And there's a fear of losing those benefits for some unknown benefit somewhere out in the unknown future.
He feels that right now Croatia is at a very important crossroads in its history.
It has an opportunity to become a vibrant, livable, just beautiful country in its own image, not in the image of something, you know, that somebody imposes on Croatia. But the opportunity kind of slips further and further away the more people focus on the past than on the future.
Malone believes he will always stay an expat in Zagreb, but every day he says he becomes a bit more Croatian. He grills more, sits in cafes and roots for football much more than he used to. Malone sees his future in Croatia, even though he doesn't know what it will bring. But one thing you can be certain of, he will keep Croatia under his journalistic lens.